Do, 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 do. Hey, E. I think these are Mr. E's socks, or his sock. E, is this yours? Hi, James from Ingvid. Today, I'm going to do a lesson on the apostrophe, specifically about possession. And actually, this sock is mine. And I want to thank Giovanna, Nathaniel, J2, Joao, and Aziz from Brazil, because I taught them and they bought me these beautiful socks. So give me a second, let me put them on. Speaking of belonging, I want to go to the board and I want to explain a couple of ways we use the apostrophe to show possession in three different cases, okay? So the apostrophe is used for many things. Contractions, when we say don't or can't, okay, you know that one. But this lesson is specifically about possession. If we look at single possession, that means one person owns something. We actually have the thing, the noun, in this case John, and we add the apostrophe plus S. This doesn't make it plural. It means, in this case, John's hat is red. The hat belongs to John. So by adding this apostrophe S, it tells us not plural, but it does belong to John. Simple enough, right? Add an apostrophe S, you know it's belonging. This is James's book. And this is actually a really good one because some people will say you can't say James's or Charles's. If you go to England, you can. You can check it out. We have another lesson on that, so do so. But the apostrophe S means belongs to a singular person. Okay? So when I said Mr. E's sock. Next one. Let's talk about plurals with S. Well, okay, we understand what a single thing is with S, right? But what happens if we have something like a plural? We have two boys and they have red hats. How do we discuss that? Well, simple. Because boys has an S already, we don't need to add another apostrophe S. We simply put the apostrophe after the S. That indicates to us that you can imagine there's an imaginary S, if I could. There's an imaginary S that goes here. But it's not necessary because we know it's already plural here and it belongs to. So the boys' hats are blue. There are two boys and the hats belong to the boys. So the boys' hats are blue. Cool? All right. Let's move on to the next one. And what I want to talk about here is compound plurals. Now you might be saying, what's a compound plural? Well, in this case, we're taking two objects and putting them together. And maybe these two objects share the same thing, and maybe they don't. And we can show the difference by how we use our apostrophes. Now, in this case, we're going to look at, well, Bill and Hillary, okay? Bill and Hillary have a house together. So if you want to talk about both of them, and you don't want to say Bill's house is nice, Hillary's house is nice, you can actually say one and one is the same, if it's the same, Bill and Hillary's. Right? So Bill and Hillary's house is nice. In this case, we're saying these are compounded, this conjunction, they're together, that's why it's compound. It's a compound noun, they go together. We put the apostrophe S to say it's one unit, okay, because it's a compound. And because of that, this one unit has a nice house. Cool? All right. I know, you're smart, you're going, but James, what if what they have is different? They don't share the same thing. I'm glad you asked this, grasshopper. Because what we're going to look at is an opinion. Opinion, like shoes or socks, can be different. And I want to show you that example here. Because in this case, we do have a compound. These two things are together, but they are different. They don't share the same thing. In this case, we can see that Barbara is saying no, while George is saying yes. We can't say they have the same opinion. We have to say it differently. So we put an apostrophe S here to say Barbara is single and George is single, and it gives the idea that these things are not the same, right? We might say that the opinion is the same, the word opinion, but what they share in opinions are different. And we illustrate that by saying no and yes. And in this sentence, Barbara's and George's opinions were different. We have the compound, right? They're together as enjoined with the compound, this conjunction, but each opinion is different. So it could be said, Barbara's opinion was different and George's opinion was different. That's two sentences, it's complex, but we can make it simpler by making a compound noun and then saying their opinions were different. Cool? You like that? So, now I think you've got it. I'm going to give you a little rule that will help you if you're still a little bit confused, okay? And it's the rule of of. So let's go to the board. So, if you can put of in the sentence, you need, sorry, I should have thought about this, but it's an apostrophe because it starts with an A. But anyway, so you need an apostrophe. So let's use an example. John's hat is red. Clear, okay? Now, if you're like, I'm a bit confused, we can make a sentence and I don't like it, but you could say, the hat of John is red. That would make sense and it'd be okay. But we find in English especially that it's better to say, show the possession through the apostrophe S. Cool? You could also say, the hats of the boys are blue. Or, the boys have blue hats. Or, the boys' hats are blue. We'll just put the boys' hats are blue. See that rule? Okay. We could follow it over here, you know, the opinion of George and the opinion of Mark. You get it. We don't have to go through that again. But what we do know, well, actually, I shouldn't say you get it, because you know we're going to do the test. And when we do the test, I'll check to see if you know, and you can see how well you've learned this lesson. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. Let's go to the board. Okay. So I want to do a little thing before we start, just a tiny little thing, because I want to add into the lesson. What I wanted to mention is that right here, when you use words like my, hers, his, or theirs, they're called possessive pronouns. You don't add an apostrophe S there. You probably know that already, but just in case you don't, I'm just going to give you a quick lesson on that, right? So don't add an apostrophe with theirs or hers. You can see there's an S here. It's not necessary. They're pronouns that show possession, so it's understood that they belong to someone, right? His, hers, ours, theirs, my. Now, let's go to the board, and we're going to take a look at some sentences. Now, I want to see how well you understand or you've mastered the lesson, because you should be able to know where there is a apostrophe needed or if one's not needed. So let's go to the board and take a look at the following sentences. Alice's opinion of Tom's house was very different to mine. I thought his house was too expensive, while Alice thought it was cheap. When we arrived at Tom's house, both Alice's opinion and my opinion had changed. I thought all of the room's colors were great, while she thought only the bedroom's color was nice. Now, these sentences can lead to some confusion if it's a plural or if it's singular, right? And who it belongs to and whether or not it should have an apostrophe. So the first thing I want to do is identify what we should change. Now, before I get started, if you think you know what you're doing, and some of you do, I'm going to tell you to pause right now, make the corrections, and then you can come back and see how we do. If you don't know or you're not sure, you just want to play with me, we'll go to the board and I'll explain each one to you, okay? And then we'll make our corrections down there. So those of you guys who want to do it by yourself, I'd say stop now. Okay, and the rest of you, let's go to the board. The first thing to show that we've learned the lesson is to identify. So I'm going to look right here, Alice's opinion. It belongs to Alice, so I'm going to say Alice's opinion. I think we have to correct here. Now, Tom's house. I think the house is his, so we have to correct that one. What about mine? I mentioned something a few minutes ago about mine and apostrophes, or my, for possessive pronouns. Let's see, what are we? So, I thought his, okay, house was too expensive. Well, Alice thought it was cheap when we arrived at, and there's Tom's house again. I want to look at that. And I also see Alice's opinion has shown up. Let's take a look at that. My opinion, similar to mine. Okay, we got that. And I thought of all the room's colors. Interesting. I think I have to look at that. Okay. And I'm saying that because I've got all. So I think this is a plural, but I'm not too sure. We'll come back. And we're great. While she thought only, I'm going to look here, the bedroom's color was nice. Now that we've underlined each one, let's take a look what it is. Alice's opinion. We're going to come down here and we'll fix it up. and put the apostrophe if it's needed, or we'll take it away if it's not. First things first, Alice's opinion. So Alice's opinion will require an apostrophe because the opinion belongs to Alice. Tom's house. Now, these are single objects, right? So we know it's apostrophe S from the last lesson. Apostrophe S, okay, because they're single objects. Cool. Different to mine. Well, we know mine and my means belongs to, so this actually isn't necessary. I thought his house, and once again, there was an apostrophe here. Luckily, I forgot to put it on, but you've already guessed. His house, we don't need it, okay? I thought his house was too expensive, while Alice thought it was cheap. No change here because we said Alice thought. It's not her opinion. It's just a verb we use. When we arrived at, now we looked at Tom's house here. Once again, it's single. And we show it belongs to Tom by putting the apostrophe S. Both Alice's opinion. Now, here's the thing. We do have an apostrophe. Great. But this apostrophe is in the wrong place. Remember, it's a single thing. So it should go here. So Alice's opinion and my opinion had changed. No apostrophe needed for my possessive pronoun. I thought all, now notice all means more than one. So this is plural. So I thought all of the room's colors, and that's when it can lead to confusion. Because it's not just possessive. Saying all, I'm talking about more than one room. So I have to say all of the room's colors were great, while she thought only the bedrooms. Only can usually, and a lot of times, means one. And in saying that, it's not bedrooms. She's talking about only, as in one bedrooms, color was nice. See, you have to be careful on that, because you could have thought this was plural, and this was singular, or this was plural, and not possessive. But I know you paid attention to the lesson, and I know you understood all of that. Cool. So I want to go and give you a bit of a bonus. Now, those of you, I hope, who had done it by yourself, you'd gone through this. You had come up to the same things or come up with the same things we have, where the apostrophe should go, if there should be an apostrophe on it at all, like mine or my, and if it was meaning singular or if it was meaning plural, and how we found that out, right? I'm sure you did a good job. Just as a bonus, I'm going to talk about plural nouns, and you might say, plural nouns, I thought we were just talking about. No. When I mean plural nouns now, I mean words that are plural of themselves. Children. Teeth. They are plural. You don't add an S to make it children's or teeth's, right? However, when we want to show possession, we will, as it said here, plural nouns don't end in an S, like children. We add the apostrophe S for possession. So the children's room or the people's court. As you know, people is plural, so you don't need an S. But by adding the people's court, we know it belongs to the people. And as the children's room, we know it belongs to multiple children, three, four children in one room. Cool? All right. Now, for fun, as you know, we want you to do homework because you did well here, but you can only get better if you work on this more. So what I'd like you to do is I want you to create some sentences to show possession for each case. In this case, Mr. E left a pen on a table. How would you show it's his pen? What words would you use? Would you use a possessive pronoun? Would you just add an apostrophe S? Your choice, you have fun with it. Now we have two groups of girls have many shoes. So we want to show this is also plural as well as possessive. How will you do that one? And finally, write a sentence using his or theirs. Or you can say hers. And I want you to show possession using that. Of course, I'm going to ask you to go to do the quiz when you're done, but you can also share your answers on the bottom of this video. Many people do. Or you can go and join the community on Ingvid and talk back there. And you guys can share amongst each other which ones you think are, you know, the best sentence, or ask for help. Anyway, I want you to get, I hope you enjoyed lesson number one, and I want you to continue getting the lessons that we do. And I want to say thank you for watching this video. I'm watching every video we do. You can go to www.ingvid.com. Don't forget to press the subscriber button. It's somewhere around here. If you click on that bell, you'll get the latest video that I do. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure teaching you, and I look forward to seeing you later. Okay? Have a good one.